Well, this morning, I have something quite particular in my heart to share with you.
早晨，在我心头里有些很特别的东西，想与大家分享。
The burden may come as a surprise.
负担可能是对你来说一个惊喜、惊讶。
And indeed, we seldom cover topics like this in a conference like this.
的确，像在这样的特会里面，我们很少有讲过这样的题目。
There are two parts to this message.
这篇信息有两部分。
But they are interrelated.
但却彼此关联。
And so I would just tell you the title.
我就告诉你们的题目是什么。
It is a holy marriage for God's purpose.
为着神定旨的圣别婚姻。
And a godly family for the church life.
以及为着召会生活的属神家庭。
Let me repeat.
我再重复。
A holy marriage for God's purpose and a godly family for the church life.
为神定制的圣别婚姻与为召会生活的属神家庭。
Some of you may be thinking that I'm going to tell you how to have a better marriage.A good marriage, a beautiful marriage.
有些人你们可能想，今天早晨我要告诉你们如何有个更好的婚姻生活，一个美丽的婚姻生活。
Or a nice family, a lovely family with sweet children and wonderful parents.
或者是一个温馨、温暖、满了爱的家庭，在其中有父母有儿女在其中。
Well, those things are good.
这些都是很好的。
Those things are wonderful.
都是美妙的。
I hope so.
我盼望是这样子的。
But this morning, you must pay attention to the subject again.
但早晨请再一次注意听这个主题。
A holy marriage.
是一个圣别的婚姻。
Not just a happy, beautiful marriage.
不是快乐美丽的婚姻
but a holy one.
而是一个圣别的婚姻
Not for your enjoyment.
不是为着你的享受
At least not merely for your enjoyment.
或者也不仅仅为你的享受
But for God's purpose.
而是为着神的定旨
Which is divine and eternal.
那是神圣又永远的定旨
And then the second part,A godly family.
第二部分，一个属神的家庭。
Not just a strong and solid family, but a godly one.
不是强壮兴盛的家庭，而是一个属神的家庭。
And also not just such a family for your boast,
不是
for your glory,
为着自己夸耀称傲的家庭。
But for the church life.
而是为着召会生活的家庭。
So right there, I hope you can see my emphasis.
盼望在此你看见我的强调的点。
No, I'm not here to tell you all to focus on the family and marriage as certain Christian ministry purport to do.
某些基督徒、基督教的执事，他们的重点是讲到你要专注在家庭身上。
I'm speaking to the saints in the Lord's recovery.
但我在这里是对着主恢复里的圣徒说话。
But in fact, my brothers and sisters,
事实上弟兄姊妹啊,
in these days,
在这些日子里,
I have come to a conclusion,
我下了一个结论了,
that we need to focus on marriage and family.
是的，我们需要专注于家庭和婚姻。
For the sake of God's purpose.
乃是为着神的定旨的缘故要专注。
For the sake of the church.
为着召会的缘故。
In the context of the Lord's recovery.
这乃是在主恢复这个范围里所说的话。
I'm actually very concerned.
其实我相当关切。
That really not many of us.
其实我们中间不太多有人。
Have this vision.
有这样的意向。
And hold our marriage and family to great human institutions at this high level.
以此啊，在这样的高的一个意向之下来有家庭生活，来看教育的制度。
In other words, that you have a view from God.
换句话说，你的观点是从神的角度来看。
God's view of marriage.
神对家庭婚姻的。
God's view of the family.
神对婚姻家庭的角度。
As seen in the divine revelation, the Bible.
正如从我们神圣启示这本圣经里所看见的。
Well, we have a little longer time this morning.
今天早晨时间多一点。
So I want you to indulge me.
所以在这里请耐心。
With your patience, and so that we can fellowship about this matter in somewhat of an adequate way.
好，使我们能够有足够的这个时间。机会交通这件事。
I'm going to talk about this more and more and more.
我要讲这件事讲得越来越来越多。
In greater details.
那会讲得更多更细。
But let's just get into the burden.
好不好？让我们进入这个负担。
Married life is the foundation of family life.
婚姻生活是家庭生活的基础。
And the family life is the basis of our daily life.
家庭生活是我们日常生活的基础。
And our daily life is the basis of our church life.
那我们的日常生活是我们教会生活的基础。
Now all this is to show us how the crucial importance of our married life.
这都给我们看见我们婚姻生活的重要性。
Let me say again.
再说。
Marriage life is the basis of our family life.
婚姻生活是我们家庭生活的基础。
And family life is the basis of our daily life.
那家庭生活是我们日常生活的基础。
Now, of course, there's some single ones among us.
当然我们这边有些单身的在场。
I hope you won't be single for too long.
盼望你们不要单身太久哈。
But I think in principle,
来就原则来说
in our heavenly community called the church,
在我们这个属天的社会，称之为教会的这里
，this is the case.
事实就是这样子。
And then our daily life.Is the basis of the church life.
那我们日常的生活，也就是教会生活的基础。
So you can see how crucial marriage is.
在此你就看见婚姻生活是如何重要。
This is my burden this morning.
这是我早晨的负担。
I tell you, marriage has become way too common.
婚姻变成太稀松平常的一件事了。
Forget about the world.
不要。忘掉事，看事，不要想事情。
You know, in Matthew or Luke,
在马太或者路加福音
，the Lord spoke concerning the last days, the end times.
主说到末后的日子，这世代终结的时刻。
He referred to those days as in the days of Noah.
他称之为挪亚的时代。
When the deluge came,
当时洪水来临。
When the flood came,
大洪水来到。
And drowned everything.
把一切都淹没了。
That was God's judgment.
那是神的审判。
When the Son of Man comes again,
人子再临时
it would be as in the days of Noah.
就要如挪亚的日子一般。
The violence, the lawlessness,
暴力，所以不法。
The corruption all over the earth.
全地的腐败堕落。
God was even repentant of making man.
甚至神对造人都后悔了。
And man has become flesh with a capital F.
人就成了那个大的肉体。
He wants to wipe them all out.
神要把这一切都
And start all over again.
从头开始。
But he kept one family.
但神却保守了一个家。
For himself.
为着他的自己。
And judged everything else.
也审判了其余所有的。
I remind you.
我提醒你们
According to the story of Noah,
造就挪亚的故事
Those were the times when the angels came, the fallen angels came.
当时堕落天使来到地上
and took the daughters of men to be their wives.
与人的女儿们结婚。
They were illegal, unnatural marriages all over the earth.
当时全地布满了不法，甚至是不自然，不是神所命令的婚姻。
Producing half angel and half humans.
产生一半天使一半人的这种东西。
They are called the Nephilims.
他们被称为拿弗林。
Giants and men of renown.
是上古有名的巨人。
And that was a great pollution to the human race.
那是对人类的很大的污染。
That God made for himself.
是神为自己造的人。
That was the situation.
当时是那个情形。
Brothers, I would like to tell you today we are in the days of Noah.
弟兄们，我告诉你，我们今天是在挪亚的日子。
It is not coming, it is here.
不是说要来，已经在这儿了。
The breaking of God's law in creation.
神创造的律被破坏。
Unnatural marriages.
不自然的，就是不合法不自然的婚姻。
But in those days, it says something very interesting.
在那些日子，那里说了很有意思的话。
The Lord said, people were eating and drinking, right?
那里说人照样吃喝。
In dissoluteness,
爱宴乐，吃喝玩耍。
And they were given in marriage.
在这里把就在这里照样婚娶。
Given in marriage.
在这里专注在婚娶。
You say, what does this mean?
你说这是什么意思？
I'll tell you this means one thing.
这说出一件事。
And that is, people were getting married in an extremely loose way.
那就是人呐的这个成为婚配是一个非常这个。
Marriage become a play, a game, something light.
婚姻成为一个很轻率。
You get married, then you get unmarried.
一结婚就再离婚。
You get married one time, two times, three times, four times.
结婚一次、两次、三次、四次。
You don't even get married anymore. You cohabitate.
你就不再结婚，同居就了了。
Brothers. We are in the Lord's recovery.
弟兄们，我们是在主的恢复里。
In the church life.
在教会生活中。
But don't think we are immune to this influence.
不要以为我们这些事不会发生在我们中间。
Don't think that this kind of lifestyle and this kind of thinking has not come in.
不要以为这样的生活方式、这样的想法不会进来。
That's all you read in the newspapers.
所以在报纸上读的。
That's all you see around.
只在报纸上。
In society.
其实你看今天的社会。
There is a dumbing down. There is a corrupting of the concept of marriage.
对婚姻这件事已经被轻视、鄙视，甚至被撇在一边了。
Relative to what is revealed in the Holy Word.
这与神在神的圣别的话中所启示是
相对的。Relative to how God instituted this matter in the beginning.
与神如何在婚姻这件事上所制定的
是相反的。My burden this morning is to bring us back to the beginning.
早晨的负担是把我们带到原初起初。
They ask the Lord, how about divorce?
人问主离婚怎么样？
Trying to test the Lord.
想要试验。
Trying to trip him.
想要把他落在圈套套住他。
The Lord say, yes, Moses, because the hardness of your heart.
是的，摩西这么说，是因为你们的心。
Allow you to have divorce papers, to have divorces.
容忍让你们有休书，有。
Then he said, but in the beginning it was not so.
他却说起初并不是这样。
Brothers, it is not the style of this age.
不是这个世代今天的样式。
Be not conformed to this age.
不要磨成这个世代的样式。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要在心思的灵里得以更新。
Brothers, this morning I say we need a renewing of our mind.
我们需要我们心思得更新。
In this matter of marriage.
在婚姻这件事上。
All of us even here in the Lord's recovery.
甚至我们在所有在主恢复里的。
We need to be recovered.
要被恢复。
Upgraded.
被拔高
brought to the divine level,
带到神圣的水平。
What is marriage?
什么是婚姻？
Why God instituted this thing among the human race?
为什么神在人类中制定这个？
If you don't see this,
看不见，
you will just fall. You would just go along with whatever is purveyed.
只会堕落，随波逐流。
All around us.
看看周遭。
On the television,
看看电视,
the internet,
网络,
books that you read,
读的书,
even people that you know and see.
你所认识看见的周遭的人。
You just say, no big deal.
你说这有什么了不起？
Brothers, marriage is a great thing.
弟兄们，婚姻是件大事。
In God's purpose.
在神的定旨中是大事。
Marriage is a very important matter in the church life.
婚姻在教会生活中是最重要的事。
May I say, in God's economy.
甚至在神的经纶中是一件要事。
Whether a church is sound and healthy.
教会是不是健康
？Or a church would lose its element and essence.
或失去它的元素
，It's very much dependent on our marriage life.
完全在于我们的教婚姻生活。
The church life is not just the meetings.
婚姻生活不只是聚会。
Thank the Lord for a glorious table this morning.
感谢主，早晨一个荣耀的薄饼。
Didn't you enjoy it?
你享受薄饼吗
？But let me tell you, this is not all the church life.
教会生活还不只是这个。
The church life is your married life, which is a great part of your daily life. It does not happen in this meeting hall. It happens in your bedroom, in your living room, in your home. Most of your time is not spent in the meeting hall. You're just about 2 hours in a week. Most of the time you're at home.With your husband, with your wife. That's where the church life is. We should not consider the marriage a light thing. And so the word tells us in Hebrews, hold marriage in honor. Why is marriage honorable?
Why is marriage honorable?
Because God honors it.
因为神尊重婚姻。
God instituted it.
神制定了婚姻。
God started it.
神开始了婚姻。
Look in Ephesians 5.
看以弗所书五章。
Paul has a burden to cover both the marriage life and the church life.
保罗在这里有负担讲到婚姻生活。
You all know Ephesians 5.
和教会生活以弗。
It's almost he went back and forth.
他来来回回。
On husband and wife.
讲到丈夫妻子。
And then on what? On Christ and the church.
讲到基督与教会。
It's almost like back and forth. You lose track of him.
来来回回，你不知道说什么。
Is he talking about the divine spiritual side?
他讲到神圣属灵的事。
Is he talking about the human practical side?
还讲到属人实际的事。
Paul did not separate marriage life from the church life.
保罗没有把婚姻生活与教会生活分开。
Rather, he blended the two together.
而是把两个调在一起。
Because he knew that marriage life is actually part, an integral part of the church life.
婚姻生活是教会生活很关键的一部分。
You cannot divorce the two.
不能把这两者分开。
How a marriage life is will affect how the church life is.
婚姻生活如何影响教会生活
？Brothers, we must pay attention to our marriages.
我们必须注意到我们的婚姻。
Single brothers and sisters,
单身的弟兄姊妹
，you have to be most serious in this matter.
这件事上是最严肃不过的。
It's not just going and looking around, find someone to get married
看看找个人结了婚。
You have to be so serious before the Lord.
你必须严肃地到主面前去。
Way before you're married.
在结婚之前。
Lord.
主啊。
I'm for your purpose.
我是为着你的定旨。
And my marriage must be for your purpose.
所以我的婚姻也必须是为着你的定旨。
Lord, help me in this matter.
主啊，在这件事上帮助我。
Preserve me in this matter.
主啊，保守我。
Save me in this matter.
主啊，拯救我。
Not for me, but for your intention, for your plan.
不是为着我，是为着你的意愿，为着你的定旨。
So marriage,
所以婚姻
brothers, let's start here.
好，我们从这
里开始看。Is ordained by God.
是神所制定的。
Ordained, it's God ordained.
是神所制定的。
It's not an accident.
不是一件
意外。It didn't start with some primitive tribe early on, and somehow they fall into marriage.
原始人在那洞里发生的事。
God ordained it.
是神所定命的。
In His creation of man.
是在神造人的时候就定命了。
When He created Adam,
造亚当
just one man,
一个人
the head of human race.
所有人类的。
He already have in his heart
在神的心里
that it is not good for this man to be by himself.
就说这人独居不好
to be alone.
不好
Now we all like to quote these things at marriage ceremonies, right?
结婚聚会都喜欢用这些经节吗
The picture of Christ and the church,
基督与教会的预表
Adam and Eve,
亚当夏娃
you know how God took the rib from Adam's side,
什么从亚当的肋旁
and build a woman and bring it back to Adam,
带回到亚当面前
to be his counterpart,
成为他的配偶
So we always celebrate Christ and the church.
我们总是在这庆祝基督与教会
Well, indeed, that is the case.
是的，的确如此。
But this morning, I don't want to talk about just Christ and the church.
但今天早上，我不仅要讲基督与教会。
I want to talk about you and your wife.
我想到你和你太太，老婆。
I want you to think about this. Maybe you never thought about.
想想看，或许你从来没考虑过。
Creation is chapter one, Genesis.
创造乃是第一章。
The making of Eve.
造了夏娃。
For marriage.
是为着婚姻的。
To be the spouse of Adam.
成为亚当的配偶。
Chapter two.
这是第二章。
What's chapter three?
那第三章是什么？创世纪。
Chapter three is the fall.
人的堕落。
The snake, the serpent,
蛇
came
那个骨
子进来了。To tempt man,
来试诱人。
And gave him the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
把知识善恶树给了人。
Bringing sin and death into the world.
把罪死带到世界里。
But I want you to pay attention to the sequence.
但请注意这个次序。
Marriage was ordained by God before the fall.
婚姻是在人堕落之前就神所命定。
Have you thought about this?
想过吗?
It is not something after the fall.
不是堕落之后。
I say marriage is holy.
我说是婚姻是圣别的。
Because it happened before the fall.
因为是在堕落之前。
We have a view of marriage after the fall.
我们对婚姻的观点是堕落之后。
It's time for us to know marriage as something before the fall.
现在我们该认识婚姻在这个堕落之前。
If there's no fall, there will still be marriage.
若是人没有堕落，还有婚姻。
Why? Because God had ordained marriage not only so that The man would have a helpmeet.
神定命婚姻不仅叫人，男人有配偶。
But God has intended in his creation of man that man would multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it.
神造人是叫人繁衍众多，并且制服管理全地。
Because God's purpose is to regain the earth.
因为神的目的要重新得回地。
For his kingdom.
为着他的国度。
And for that he need the human beings, the human race.
为此他需要人，人类。
Who are created in his image according to his likeness.
按神形象样式所造。
For his expression and for his dominion
为着他的彰显与代表
and populate such a human all over the earth
把这样的人布满全地
even to deal with the enemy Satan
甚至对付仇敌撒旦
the way he does it is by marriage
神乃是用婚做成这事
so man and woman male and female would be married
男人女人要结婚
and have children, offspring,
孩子有后裔
to populate the earth.
来遍满全地。
This is before sin came in.
这是罪来进来之前。
That was God's intention.
那就是神的心意。
Marriage has to do with God's intention.
婚姻与神的定旨有关。
Yes, it is for human happiness and human satisfaction.
是为了人的快乐。
But the first thing is God's purpose.
但是第一件事是为了神的定旨。
Do you have such a view?
你有这样的观点吗？
My brothers and sisters, you got married for God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你结婚是为了神的目的的。
When God created man,
当神造人，
He saw that it was not good for man to be alone.
当时那人独居不好，
so he determined to make a helper.
所以他造了一个帮补者。
So this shows that marriage is according to God's holy ordination.
所以婚姻是照着神圣的命定。
Marriage is not even because of lust.
婚姻还不是情欲为了情欲啊。
Marriage is for God's purpose.
婚姻是为了神的定旨。
It makes it holy.
因此，这是圣别的。
You know the Western holy matrimony.
所以在西方说这个圣别的婚礼。
Matrimony, yes, but holiness is gone, cut out of the equation.
只有婚礼把圣别切掉了，丢掉了。
People just marry for their own enjoyment.
人为自己的享受结婚。
To meet their own needs.
应付自己的需要。
Yes, it does.
是的，是应付人的需要。
But we must see what is the original purpose.
但必须看见起初的缘由是什么，定义是什么。
Brothers, we need to be married properly according to God's purpose and for God's purpose.
弟兄们，我们必须结婚是照着神正确的定旨而结婚的。
His purpose for marriage,
他对婚姻的目的
is to use it to maintain the existence of mankind on the earth.
是用婚姻维持人在地上的生存和存在。
Man should enjoy God's provision for his living.
人当享受神为他生活所预备的。
And the marriage life for man's existence and multiplication to replenish the earth.
婚姻也是为着能遍满全地，繁殖扩增。
So that it would be possible for God to save some men in order to produce the church, the body of Christ.
好使神能拯救一些人，为着产生召会他的国度。
Which will issue in the New Jerusalem.
终结于新耶路撒冷。
As God's eternal enlargement and expression.
作为神永远的扩大。
All of this is according to God's eternal economy.
这些完全都是照着神永远的经纶。
Brothers, I'm struggling here to uplift our view of marriage.
弟兄，我在这里挣扎，想要拔高我们对婚姻的认识。
To this high plane.
到这个高的水平。
To this highest plane.
到这个最高的水平。
Would you tell your wife and would you tell your husband?
你会告诉你的丈夫或告诉你的妻子。
Maybe this afternoon.
今天下午跟他们说。
Maybe in these days.
或者在这些日子里。
Honey, dear.
甜心呢？我的爱人呢？
We need to realize.
我们需要知道。
We didn't realize this.
之前我并不知道，我们不知道。
But now I realize.
但现在我知道了。
We got married.
我们之所以结婚
for this,
是为着这个目的的
for the New Jerusalem,
是为了新耶路撒冷的
No, I'm not spiritualizing things.
我不是属灵化这些事，不是
I'm telling you something from the Word of God.
我乃是从神的话告诉你一些事
Suddenly, there's a connection.
突然之间，你连上了
between your marriage,
就是你的婚姻。
And the New Jerusalem.
和新耶路撒冷连上了。
You will start looking at your marriage with a different pair of glasses.
你就带了一个不同的眼镜再来看你的婚姻。
And I hope that is the case.
我盼望你们真是如此。
I hope this afternoon.
今天下午。
Your husband and wife will spend some separate times.
丈夫妻子先分开一段时间。
Go to the Lord.
各自到主面前。
With this matter.
把这件事带到主的面前。
Don't just listen and believe in what I say.
不要听就相信我说的。
Go to the Word of God.
来到主的话面前。
And said, Lord, I never consider this matter.
说主啊，我从来没有想过这件事。
I consider me.
我总是想我自己。
My consecration.
我的奉献。
My life is for Christ and the church.
我的一生是为了基督与教会。
But I never seen my marriage.
但我从来没有看到过我的婚姻。
Is in some ways more important than even just me.
多少比我自己更重要
？Lord, what about our marriage?
我们的婚姻怎么办
？How is it? How is it for the fulfillment of your purpose?
这如何是为了成全你的旨意呢
？I thought I'm here to fulfill my purpose.
我以为这里我是为了完成我的旨意。
But no, it's more than that.
我的目的不是
It's to fulfill yours.
更高的主是为了你。
Open my eyes.
主啊，开我的眼睛。
Open my eyes.
主啊，开我眼。
What should I do about this?
我该如何
？I don't know.
我不知道。
But please pray.
请你们祷告。
Have the Lord's mercy and grace.
求主怜悯我们。
And really pray. I know this is not easy.
我知道这不容易。
Even this speaking is a bit difficult.
我说这个话也很难做。
Some of you may say,
你们说
my marriage is already lousy.
我的婚姻已经糟糕透了。
It's already not working.
已经不行了。
And you're dumping this on me?
又把这个加在我们身上。
It's already falling apart.
我的婚姻快破裂了，破碎了。
It's already unhappy.
我不快乐。
Well, this morning I say, maybe.
我早上说或许啊。
Such a view.
这样的观点。
Would help.
会帮助。
You know, I, because of my service.
因为弟兄他的服事。
Have to handle and deal with a lot of marital situations.
必须面对许多婚姻的状况。
In the church life.
那是在教会生活。
So I know.
所以我知道
I married myself.
我也结了婚。
I surely know.
我当然知道。
How difficult a good marriage is.
要一个好的婚姻是何等的难。
A pleasant, harmonious marriage.
要一个愉快和谐的婚姻。
We just don't talk about it, right?
我们只是不说而已嘛。
I mean, for some of us, if we can have just a marriage without You know, one day in our marriage without exchanging of words, that is a high success. You know.
我们有些人啊，哎呀，婚姻生活只要有一天不吵嘴，那就是大成功。
Or maybe.
或许是。
According to the present standard.
当然，照着你比较今天的标准，可能是。
But brothers and sisters, it's not just about exchange-free marriage.
但是弟兄姊妹，不是说不吵嘴的婚姻。
It is about God's purpose fulfilling marriage.
乃是完成神定旨的婚姻。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we need much more grace.
我们需要很多的恩典。
Much more salvation.
更多的救恩。
A salvation that you and I have to work it out.
你我必须要做成的救恩。
Let's continue.
好，继续说。
We may not get to family this morning. I don't know.
早上可能讲不到家庭了。
Please stay with me.
好，要跟得上啊，不要睡觉。
Man, okay, let me go on. God's enemy. Now I come to God's enemy.
好，我现在讲到神的仇敌。
Has a design, in fact, a strategy.
其实他有一个计谋。
To destroy the accomplishment of God's goal.
摧毁神所完成的目的。
Which depends on.Human marriage.
那这个定旨是在人的婚
姻。I don't need to tell you that marriage has been under assault in these centuries.
这些世纪来，不需要我说，你们知道婚姻都遭饱受攻击啊。
Some brothers took a did a survey in Austin. You know Austin in Texas.
你知道德州奥斯汀有些弟兄做了一个统计调查。
They work on the campus, so they at the beginning of the school year.
在调查就开学。
They did a survey among the freshmen that they contacted.
大一新生进来了。
These are not just church kids. These are just freshmen in school.
不是在教会的孩子，是在大一新生。
They asked them to write down all the challenges they are facing.
他写下你人生面临的挑战是什么。
This is the what you call the Generation Z.
这是
the latest generation.
最近一代叫 Z。
They are now freshmen and sophomore in college.
现在是大一大二。
They are not the millennials. Millennials are old.
千禧年都是老人了。
So they wrote down.
所以他们就写了
five, six, whatever.
五六等等啊。
And the usual suspects are there.
那当然你想的是该想到知道都在那。
You know that is common to the young generation today.
一般这个新的一代面临的都是这些。
Depression.
低潮啊，忧郁症。
Anxiety.
躁郁，忧郁。
Loneliness,
孤单，孤独。
Hopelessness,
无望，无助。
You know, I'll tell you today, I came from Hong Kong.
我告诉你，弟兄从香港来的。
Do you know about the protests that have been going on in that
place? 那香港现在还在发生一些抗议啊。
I just came back from Hong Kong.
刚从香港回来。
And yesterday, last night, I read an article.
昨晚读了一篇文章。
That fully proved my theory, my observation.
完全证实了我所观察的。
That it's not just those bullets and tear gas.
不是枪啊，催泪弹这些事。
Those kind of things.
不是那些事而已。
This protest for months now.
多月的对抗或者是抗争。
Has resulted in a mental health crisis.
产生了一个什么心理的危机。
In the society of Hong Kong with 7 million people.
香港700万人口当中。
Especially with the young generation.
特别是年轻这一代。
Who are mostly, you know, the protesters are mostly these young people.
你要去上街头的都是年轻人。
They are right now just in despair.
他们现在绝望。
Hopeless.
无助无望。
They try to change their society.
想改变社会。
They want to carve out their own fate.
想把命运掌握在自己手里。
It's not working.
没用。
There's no hope in sight.
根本前途无盼望。
But I'd like to tell you, in that particular survey,
在那个调查当中，
none of these are number one.
这些都不是第一个。
Number one,
第一个问题什么？
is the broken family.
破碎的家庭。
That's number one.
这是第一个。
The number one problem, if you will.
第一个最大的问题，这么说吧。
It's broken families.
乃是破碎的家庭。
Which obviously comes from broken marriages.
那是从破碎的婚姻产生的。
Do you see the enemy's work?
你看见了仇敌的工作吗？
The divorce rate is well over 50% in both U.S. and Canada.
美国、加拿大离婚率超过一半。
There is an effort, an agenda to destroy marriages.
仇敌竭尽所能，要设计好，就是要破坏婚姻。
The thing that God's purpose is dependent on.
这婚姻乃是神的定旨，系于其上。
How does he do it?
仇敌怎么做？
He calls people to get married loosely. I mentioned that already.
他叫人很这个轻率的结婚。
Flippantly, carelessly.
那很就是这样，什么都不顾忌，就这样结婚，草率
了事的结婚。I say a word again to the single ones.
我再对单身的说话。
Whatever the case.
不管你们是在什么情形。
Don't get married loosely.
不要草率结婚，轻率了事。
And in some cases.Forbidding to marry.
有一些是禁娶嫁、禁娶婚娶。
You know, this is a kind of a teaching, huh?
还有一种叫禁止婚娶，那是一种的教导。
Paul, I think, calls it a kind of devilish.
保罗说是属鬼魔的教训。
Which is practiced by the Catholic Church.
是天主教所实行的。
In a sham kind of way.
就是以这个。
It's
啊，羞耻嘛。
It is. It is against God's ordination.
这是反对神的定命的事。禁欲主义这个禁止下去。
The ideology of not getting married actually comes from the devil.
其实要不结婚这件思想是从魔鬼来的。
Even from the demons.
是从鬼魔来的。
Now, what is marriage?
什么是婚姻？
Marriage is a symbol.
婚姻是一个表号。
Of union between Christ and the church.
讲到基督与教会连接的表号。
I think we all know this.
我们都知道这个。
With Adam typifying God,
亚当代表神
the universal husband, right?
他是神是宇宙的丈夫
seeking a wife,
寻求妻子
and the wife, Adam's need for a wife portrays God's need for man.
亚当需要妻子，表征神需要人
to be his corporate wife.
成为神需要人，成为他团体的妻子
his counterpart and his Compliment
他的队友，他的配偶
，for his satisfaction，
为着他的满足
，for his expression，
为着他的彰显
，even for his completion，
甚至为着他的补满。
It's a little heretical. God is incomplete.
这说神不完整啊。
Without man，
神没有人就是不完整。
Much like a man is incomplete without a woman，
好像人男人没有女人是不完整的。
So God desires to have Adam,
所以神渴望要得着亚当
who typified Christ,
表征基督
and Eve, who typified the church,
夏娃表征教会
and his purpose is this couple,
神的定旨是这一对夫妇
let them have dominion,
让他们具有管制权
a victorious Christ with a victorious church,
得胜的基督和得胜的教会
to have dominion over all the earth
管理全地
I say this not because you don't know but I want to set this
说我这么说不是你不知道我是在这先打个底
as a clear vision we're not departing from this when we talk about marriage
当我们这么说不是从这件事上岔开不是的
myEven our marriage is a symbol of that marriage.
甚至我们的婚姻都是那个婚姻的表征。
I mean, if for no other reason, we should hold marriage in honor because of that.
若是没有别的原因，就这个点就足够维系我们的婚姻了。
You know, after I started to serve full time,
我开始服侍全时间之后
when I was in my early 30s,
三十几岁
immediately I got.Lots of invitation.
立刻就接受许多邀请
to officiate weddings.
来什么？来证婚。
Somehow, when you get full time, you become an official.
好像啊，全时间就成了证婚人了。
To replace the justice of the peace.
啊，取代这个法官了。
And to marry people.
啊，就是要宣布婚姻。
Well, the other invitation is to bury people.
另外一个就是啊，葬礼，婚礼葬礼的，就是。
I don't know. I lost count of how many couples I married and how many people I buried.
多少人证婚，多少人我埋了、埋葬了，我都不数不清了，记不清。
To this day, couples would come up to me with kids, you know.
到今天，很多这个夫妇带着孩子来说。
Do you remember me, Brother Minoru?
陈师兄，你记得我吗
？I said, "Who are you?"
我说你是谁呀
？I don't know you.
我不认识你。
Oh, he said.
他就说了
，You married us，
你替我们证婚的、啊、
，And you said this and that is our wedding。
你说了这个话那个话
，I said, oh, really？
哦，真的啊
，Sorry, I forgot。
抱歉，我忘了。
So I married a lot of people。
所以我去许多人证婚。
By the way, I'm totally wrong in saying that。
但我这么说是错的哈。
No man can marry nobody。
没有一个人能替把一个为一个婚把人见证这个婚礼。
Together,
因为神所放在一起的
Let no man separate.
人是不可分开的。
Real marriage is put together by God.
真正的婚姻是神所凑合的。
Therefore, you have no right to divide it.
所以你没有权利要分裂这个婚姻。
By the way, brothers and sisters, if we treat marriage so lightly,
我们如此轻率看待婚姻
，that's why we get married and demarry easily.
就很容易结婚又再离婚了。
You may have problems in your marriage.
或许婚姻有问题。
Brothers and sisters, don't so quickly think about divorce.
不要那么快就想离婚吧。
You must handle and treat this matter.
你必须严正以待这件事。
Again, with the view that we're presenting.
是以我们这里所陈明的观点来看这件事。
I don't mean you don't need to seek help.
不是说你不需要寻求帮助。
I don't mean that. We need.
我不是说这样，我们的确需要。
This is a human thing.
帮助，因为这是人这类的方面的事嘛。
But I'm saying, in your heart.
我说在你的心里哈。
In your thoughts.
在你的想法里。
In your feeling.
在你的感觉里。
You must respect this matter.
你必须尊重婚姻这件事。
As God respects.
如同神尊重婚姻一样。
Now let's talk a little bit about the marriage life.
好，现在讲讲婚姻生活吧。
The problem is the life, the marriage living.
生活，婚姻生活就是个问题所在。
Oh, I haven't finished my talk about my marrying people.
还没讲完，我替人证婚还没讲完
哈。I didn't get to the point.
我的重点还没说。
The point is, after a while, I got tired of doing.
一段时间，哎，真累啊。
Some of you may remember I gave a message in one of the conferences. I said, from now on, I'm not going to marry nor bury anyone.
你还记得我一次这回说，从现在开始，我不替人证婚，也不替人办安息聚会。
That is not, I didn't say that in a light way to make a joke.
我不是轻率说讲个笑话，不是的。
Because I've done so much.
你做了太多了。
I hope others can help.To take care of these things.
有些别人能够照顾这些事。
And today, in some cases, I still say a word at a wedding.
今天有些时候在婚姻上，我会说婚礼说些话。
But I won't do, you know, so-called.
但不会说宣告。
Officiate.
在替你证婚啊，去做这些事。
But I always have a hard time even giving a word in weddings.
结婚聚会我很难说些话。
What do you say?
该说什么？
Do you lie or do you tell the truth?
要不说谎，要不就说真话。
It boils down to that.
就这么简单吗？
Sorry, most of the speaking are lies.
大部分这个说的话都是谎言的，都说谎。
Nice lies.
都是善意的谎言。
Courteous lies.
礼貌上的谎言。
Necessary lies.
必须要说点小谎。
Brother Lee said this.
那李弟兄是这么说的。
I saw a couple of weddings where the truth was said.
我看到几个婚姻聚会上真理被真话说出来了。
Not very pleasant.
说了真话，气氛不好。
No, really.
是的，我是这么说的。
You tell them this is going to last.Happily ever after. That's a lie.
你说就只快乐啊，携手到黄昏，这是谎言。
You know that's not true.
你知道这不是真的吗？
But you cannot curse the newlyweds.
那又不能咒诅这个新婚新郎新娘，不行的。
You have to, you know, you have to encourage them.
那怎么得还得鼓励一下
？I mean that.
我这次说该鼓励啊。
You don't want them to start.Their marriage with a curse.
不要从咒诅开始婚姻生活，不好。
But I would always say this.
但我总是这么说。
The wedding is but one day.
婚姻是一日，聚会一日。
The marriage is until the end of your life.
婚姻生活是直到一生的末了。婚姻生活是一生。
So it's not about the wedding.
不是那一天那个结婚聚会
，It's about the marriage，
而是这个婚姻的生活。
This is a happy day，
今天是快乐日。
But most days will not be this happy，
大部分都不会是快乐日。
And that would be normal，
其实那是很正常，不快乐是正常的。
Now I'm telling the truth.
哎，我讲真话了吧？
So I said marriage is a project.
我说婚姻啊，真是个，哎，这个啊，专案哈，还不够好。
You have to work on it.
你要是个工程吧，你需要在这里施工吧。
Don't expect an automatic good marriage.
不要想你自动自发就会有一个好婚姻。
Every good marriage.Represents a lot of behind-the-scenes labor.
每一个好的婚姻都是很多幕后的劳苦在其中。
By both spouses,
是双面都要劳苦。
But let me get on.
但我要再说
，We need to live a life of a God-man in the married life.
在婚姻生活中，我们需要过一个神人的生活。
You know, I have seen saints.
看过圣徒们
，They live a God-man life.
过神人的生活。
In the church,
在教会里
except in their marriage,
都可以在只有在婚姻生活里不过神人生活。
With the saints, they are a God man.
哎，对圣徒都是神人。
But with their wife, they are a devil man.
但对妻子都是鬼人。
Or their husband,
都是鬼。对的，或对丈夫妻子都是。
You know what I mean?
你知道我说什么
？That's the problem.
问题所在就在这。
And eventually, we live a two-faced life.
最后过一个两面的生活。
We are a good brother, good sister in this room.
这个房间里都是好弟兄、好姊妹嘛。
By the time, barely you get into the car,
还没上车
，it all changed.
哎呀，就变形了。
You live a different life.
你过另外一个生活。
You're so familiar with one another.
你彼此熟太熟太熟悉了。
You know each other's hot buttons.
你知道该按哪个钮，他就跳。
And you're bracing already for what he or she will say next.
哎，你他讲了，你预备好要反击了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I am a patient just like you.
我跟你一样都是病人。
Next year will be my 45th.
明年是弟兄四十五周年纪念。
I need this word.
我需要这个话。
Just like we all need this word.
正如我们都需要这个话一样。
Brothers, if you don't consider the marriage to be that holy and important,
弟兄们，你们不认为婚姻是这样的重要、这样的圣别的话
，you will live your marriage life loosely.
你就很轻率的过你婚姻生活
，carelessly.Not only you get married, you marry carelessly, you live the marriage life carelessly.
草率结婚，草率的过婚姻生活。
As long as nobody sees, nobody knows.
只要没人看见就行。
But let me tell you, somebody knows.
是会有人知道。
And I don't mean God or the devil.
我不是说神鬼看见。
I mean your children.
你的孩子看见了。
They know.
他们知道。
And they will live with what they know.
他们就照所看的，照样活下去。
That will affect their lives.
就影响他们一生。
We need to have a God-man living in our married life in order to have a God-man living in the church.
要在家里有神人的生活，才可能有神人的教会生活。
Not only in the home, in the married life.
不仅在家里，是在婚姻生活里。
Brothers, I wish all the couples
盼望所有的夫妇
would start to pay attention to your married life.
请注意你们的婚姻生活。
Don't start even with the church.
先不要从教会开始。
Start in your marriage.
从你的婚姻开始。
To have this so-called God-man living.
有这样的神人生活。
It's doable.
是可行的。
It's an effort.
是需要付上一点努力。
It's a cooperation.
是需要一点配合。
This is where the rubber meets the road.
这就是实际。
If a husband and wife are not vital at home in their married life,
丈夫妻子在家里婚姻生活里
，We talk about vital groups, right?
我们讲活力牌啊。
I'll tell you, the first vital group is husband and wife.
第一个活力牌就是丈夫妻子。
That's where the test is.
就是活力牌，真金。
You can be vital with another brother, but you cannot be vital with your wife.
你跟弟兄们都有可以活力，跟你妻子没办法活力。
You can be vital with your some sisters, but not with your husband.
那姊妹可以跟别的姊妹都有活力，跟你丈夫就活力不来。
If we're not vital at home,
在家里若没有活力，
there's no way we can be vital in the meeting.
在聚会里也就没有活力了。
We need to live Christ.
我们需要活基督。
With our husband or wife.
和妻子和丈夫一起活基督。
And our children.
也和儿女活基
督。Do you have this thought?
活基督。
You know, I always think I want to be the overcomer.
我总想我要做得胜者。
Will you be an overcomer? Yes.
你愿意做得胜者吗？
I will be an overcomer.
是的，我愿意做得胜者。
Where's my wife? I don't know.
我妻子呢？不知道。
My kids forget about them. I am the overcomer.
忘了，我就做得胜者就是了。
I want you to change.
好不好？改变一下啊，改变一下。
How about your family is an overcoming family?
你的家是一个得胜的家。
How about you are an overcoming couple?
你是个得胜的夫妇。
The unit is not the individual.
单位不是个人。
It is the couple.
乃是夫妇。
With the family.
和这个家在一起。
This is a big shift in thinking.
这个是想法上很大的一个转。
And I'm trying to help you to have that shift.
盼望帮助你们有这个转。
Not an easy shift.
这不容易转。
If it's just me, that's easy.
我很容易。
Because we're short of this kind of God-man living,
神人生活的短缺。
We need a kind of revival.
就需要有复兴。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I look to the Lord that in the churches,
我仰望主在众教会中间
there would be a revival of marriages.
婚姻这件事上要有一个复兴。
There would be a renewal of marriages.
甚至婚姻这件事上有更新。
And I don't mean just some kind of, you know, outward happy, go to Hawaii and revow again, you know, whatever.
不是快快乐乐到夏威夷再次订婚。
With the palm trees and the sunset and the sand.
椰子树下喝这个沙滩上面喝果汁，这个一起。
I don't mean that.
不是那一套。
Brothers and sisters, with a this view.
有这样的，你要有这样的观点。
From God.
是从神来的。
Lord.Renew my marriage.
主啊，更新我的婚姻。
It looks impossible.
看起来真不可能。
My marriage.
我的婚姻。
I already just already wrote it off already.
老早放弃了。
Some other marriages, but not mine. Mine is too. It's recoverable.
别人行，我的是不可挽回的。
I'm just going sticking it out.
我就是撑过就是了，了了。
So that's not the way to look at it.
弟兄们，这样看不对。
If you have that high view,
你有这样高的观点，
you would pray differently.
你会有不同的祷告。
You have a different sensation.
你里面有个不同的感觉。
In fact, you would adopt a different purpose.
你会有个不同的目的。
In your marriage.
你的婚姻是不同的目的。
After 45 years,
45年后
I need to reconsider.
我需要再考量。
Why did I get married?
我为什么要结婚
？Why did I marry this woman？
我为什么跟这个女人结婚
？What am I doing？
我在这里做什么
？Why are we still married？
我们为什么还能结婚在一起
？What are we doing here？
我们在这里要做什么
？I need to ask that question。
我要问这个问题。
We all need to ask that question。
我们都要问这个问题。
Perhaps the Lord would be merciful with us。
或许主会怜悯我们。
There would be a revival in the church。
在教会里会有一个复兴。
Starting with the revival in marriage。
从婚姻里的复兴开始。
The revival, I don't think, will just start in some meeting。
婚姻不是从个聚会开始。
The revival has to start in our daily living。
必须从日常生活开始。
In our married life。
在我们的婚姻生活里开始。
This life, so-called God-man life, I'll tell you what it is.
所谓神人生活是什么呢？
It's a life just of denying yourself.
就是一个否认己的生活。
To be crucified.
被钉死的生活。
To live Christ.
活基督的生活。
Brothers, I'm a husband.
我是个丈夫。
The hardest thing is for me to do this in my marriage.
在婚姻生活里做这件事是最难的。
To die to myself.
就是向自己死。
To deny myself,
否认我的己
to give up my opinion,
放弃我的意见
to let my reaction go,
放掉我的反应
to let the offenses go,
放掉被得罪的事
to forgive,
赦免
to love,
而来爱。
To respect.
尊重。
To care.
照顾。
Even to shepherd.
甚至要牧养。
One another.
彼此，这是彼此。
Brothers, our life cannot do that.
我们里面那个生命做不得，不行的。
We need another life.
我们需要另一个生命。
Which we have.
我们是已经有的。
So we talk about living Christ.
我们说到活基督。
It's just a slogan.
好像是口号一样。
It's not real.
好像不真实。
In our marriage life.
在婚姻生活里好像不真实。
There's a, you know, there's a lot of repentance needed.
我们需要许许多多的悔改。
In order to have this revival.
才能有这个复兴。
And renewal.
这个更新。
In order to have the God-man living,
要有神人的生活,
we need to live and walk according to the mingled spirit.
需要照着调和的灵生活形式。
We all know these things. These are just all common talk.
都知道，好像我们中间稀松平常的说。
But the test is daily.
试验却是每日的。
The test is when you walk out of this hall.
这个试验就从这个会所走出那一刻开始。
When she said something.
当姊妹说些话
you say, here we go again.
啊，又来了。
Then you react as you always do.
那你就像照常一样反应。
Then there they go again. There they go again.
那啊，又来了。
Brothers,
弟兄们
how do we break that vicious cycle?
把这个恶性循环如何刹止住
First of all, you have to believe it is breakable.
第一个你要相信是可以。
It needs to, and it, secondly, it must be broken.
第二个，这个恶性环必须被停下来。
We need the help.
我们需要
Now, I like to say a word here.
我愿意说些话。
I don't want just to be all spiritual about it.
我不愿意只是说一些属灵的。
Marriage is a very human matter.
婚姻是很属这个很有人性属人的这一方面的。
And we need some help in that.Direction.
在这个方面，我们需要得些帮助。
Sorry, some brothers are inhuman.
很抱歉，有些弟兄是。
I don't mean you beat your wife or
没人性
abuse your wife.
不是说你打妻子，殴打妻子。
When I say inhuman, I mean you are too angelic. You are too spiritual.
我说没有人性的是你太像天使一样，太属天了。你的问题就是那个。
You don't know how to be human with another human.
你不知道跟另外一个人如何相处。
That is so close to you.
那个人是跟你再近不过了。
And you can live for decades together and still not know how to be human.
数十年在一起却不知道如何做人。
Some wives are inhuman.
有些妻子是没人性的。
With their husband.
对待丈夫是这样子。
You know what I'm saying?
你知道我说的是什么意思？
You know,I tell you, the Christian virtues, all the fruits of the fruit of the Spirit,
基督徒的美德，所有纳灵的果子
must be first lived in a married life.
必须先在婚姻生活里活出来。
I mean that.
我
Otherwise, it won't be lived out anywhere.
要不然在别的地方是活不出来的。
There's a lot.There's a lot here.
这里有太多了。
A very important area to walk in the Spirit is in our married life.
在灵里生活很重要的一部分是在婚姻生活里。
You know, a lot of times, you think when you are walking in the Spirit,
很多时候，你觉得你在灵里生活行动
，You are 6 inches off the ground.
Sorry, I didn't.
You're just floating like an angel.
就是，已经腾云了，六离地六寸。
You're just an angel.
你就是个像天使一样。
No, not at all.
不是，那不是活在灵里啊。
It is the human virtues.
而是在这个人性的美德里。
With very human expression.
在你人性那个发表里啊。
It's in the tenderness of your tone of voice.
乃是你那个声音语调的那个温柔的那个 那个语调里面。
It's in taking out the trash when you're told to.
当妻子叫你去倒垃圾，你去倒的时候。
It's in not going to bed offended.
那就是
by her word.
不因着妻子的话触犯了你，触犯你而入睡哈，就是。
You know, I wrote a hymn recently.
最近写了首诗歌。
Well, not recently, in the last year or something. I don't remember.
大概不记得好几年前这些年间写了首诗歌。
And that's on 1 Corinthians 13.
讲到哥林多前书十三章。
The famous chapter on love.
讲到爱最有名的一章。
Not the whole chapter.
不是整章。
The heart of that chapter.
就是那个那章的中心部分。
14 items on love, descriptors of love.
形容有十三方面讲到爱。
You know, First Corinthians 13 is one chapter I'm the most scared of.
林前十三章是我最怕的一章。
Because every time I look at it, it's like a mirror.
每次看就像面镜子一样。
What it says, I'm not.
这里说的我就不是。
I'm the exact opposite of 1 Corinthians 13.
我是林前十三章完全的反面见证。
So I dwell in it.
所以我就花时间在。
Still today when I read it, I get condemned.
每次读就每次被定罪。
Very condemned.
相当受定罪。
Anyway, I wrote a hymn.
不管怎样，我还写了首诗歌。
On love.
讲到爱。
The 4 verses.
四节。
I don't want to get into it today.
今天不讲那个。
But if you read them,
如果但是你就读那个诗哈
，you'll find out love is a million miles from what you see in these romantic movies from Netflix.
从 Netflix 这个网络上你所看见的所谓罗曼蒂克的。这个爱啊，跟这里所说是有千万里之遥啊，之远。
Look at how love is described.
看看爱是如何在这里形容着的。
Love does not brag.
爱是不张狂。
I never think that's love.
我永远不，我想那不是。
I think that's humility.
啊，我觉得那是谦卑嘛。
But it's.Paul says that's love.
但保罗却说爱，这就是爱，不张狂是爱。
I'm just one of the descriptions.
这是其中一个形容词。
Love believes all things.
爱是相信。
When there's nothing else you can believe,
凡事相信。
There's no reason to believe, you still believe.
不可信人性。
I only commend you to, in your consideration of marriage, to study that chapter.
在你们考虑婚姻的时候
，and mainly not just to study it.
请你们来考虑
十
三章
，pray read it.
还不是研读是。慢慢的来导读过这些话，让那灵对你说话
，expose you，
来暴露你
，I would even say convict you，
甚至叫你因罪自责
，specifically in your spousal relationship，
特别在你婚姻的关系上。
Brothers， we really don't walk in the spirit that much。
弟兄，我们其实真正的。不是那么多时候是在灵里行事，只是按着习惯行事。我跟我妻子是习惯了
，and vice versa，
也是这样。
I'm not with the Lord，
我不活在主里。
So I'm careless in my marriage，
所以在婚姻的事上很轻率。
I don't really honor it as I should，
尊重这个婚姻。
Listen, if we can live according to our spirit in our married life,
请听，如果我们真能在婚姻生活里照灵而行
，A great many difficulties will disappear.
许多大问题都会消失。
Now let me give you two examples and patterns. Patterns always help.
给你两个例子，两个榜样，榜样总是对我们有帮助。
One is Isaac's marriage.
一个就是以撒的婚姻。
Abraham's son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕有个儿子以撒。
The second is the model marriage of Boaz and Ruth.
第二个就是模范般的这个榜样，就是。
See, God's eternal purpose is to express himself in a corporate way in man.
神永远定旨是要团体的在人里得着彰显。
To have that, he has to have a people.
为此，他必须有一般人。
And in the Old Testament, both Old and New Testament, this people is the seed of Abraham.
旧约、新约，这班人都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Israel is the earthly seed. We, the Gentiles, are the saved Gentiles, are the heavenly part of that seed.
那以色列是亚伯拉罕属肉身的后裔，我们是他属灵属天的后裔。
They are the sands on the seashore. We are the stars in the heavens.
他们是海边的沙，我们像天上的星。
Isaac's marriage is crucial.
Because
he was the son of Abraham.
That
seed must come.
To
fulfill God's purpose, that seed must prolong itself.
Abraham
was the progeny, if you will. He's the source. And the seed would populate.The earth and the heavens.
他的后裔遍满全地，也充满天上。
So Isaac's marriage is not simply just a single man. He was single.
所以以撒的婚姻还不仅是一个单身的单身汉。
Needing a happy, comfortable life.
过一个很快乐、舒适的生活。
No. Without marriage, Isaac could not have brought forth that seed.
没有他的婚姻，以撒带不下那后裔。
Eventually, that seed is actually Christ.
是那后裔就是基督。
The seed of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔。
If this single man was to have seed,
这个人要有后裔。
For the fulfillment of God's purpose,
为着完成神的定旨。
In this universe,
在这个宇宙中的定旨。
He needs to get married.
他就需要结婚。
Do you see marriage in this light?
有没有从这个光下来看婚姻呢？
It's not just about you.
还不是在于你。
Your happiness.
你快乐就是。
It's about the seed.
而是你的后裔有个后裔。
The prolonging, you see,
延续
the continuation.
持续这个后裔。
Of Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕的后代后裔。
I'm going to quote a word from our dear brother, Brother Lee. Brother Lee.
李弟兄的话。
From the life study of Genesis.
创世纪生命读
经。When he covered this matter, this story.We long to see that all marriages in the churches will be for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
我们渴望看见在教会中的所有的婚姻都是为了完成神的定旨。
This kind of marriage requires a daily living in oneness with God.
这样的生活生这样的婚姻需要我们日常生活里天天
In other words, we need to first live a real married life with Christ.Our husband.
第一个，我们必须与基督我们的丈夫有一个这样的婚姻生活。
Then we can have a proper marriage life with our spouses.
才能和我们的配偶有一个正确的婚姻生活。
Young brothers, this is a word for young brothers.
年轻弟兄们
，If everything you do is in accordance to God's economy,
如果你们所做的都是照着神的经纶
，Even your marriage.
甚至你们的婚姻
will be the carrying out of his economy.
都是神经纶的执行。
Our marriage should carry out God's economy.
我们的婚姻应该是实行神的经纶。
Every day.
每天。
Every day.
每一天都是。
So don't belittle it.
不要小看轻看它。
Don't despise it. Don't neglect it.
不要鄙视，不要忽略。
It's not just in this meeting hall.
不仅在这个会所里而已。
It's every day we're with our spouses.
每一天和配偶在一起的时候，
we are together fulfilling God's purpose.
我们乃是在一起完成神的定旨，
carrying out His economy.
执行他的经纶。
So you need to say, young brothers,
对年轻的弟兄，你们需要说，
Lord, what I'm doing here today,
主我今天所做
must be in accordance with Your economy.
必须是照着你的经纶。
I'm single now.
我现在单身。
But one day I will be married.
有一天我会结婚。
May my marriage be for Your economy.
愿我的婚姻是为着你的经纶。
Brother Lee said, this is the main point of Genesis 24.
李弟兄说，这是创世纪二十六章的重点。
On the story of Isaac's marriage.
讲到以撒婚姻的重点。
I hope the young brothers in this room and young sisters
这里年轻的弟兄们还有年轻姊妹们
would have this view.
有这样的观点。
Now we come to the case of Boaz and Ruth.
好，我们现在来看波阿斯跟路德这个案例。
We need to be deeply impressed with the best marriage in the Bible. Best marriage.
我们需要对这个婚姻，这个照圣经里最好的婚姻有深刻印象。
The model marriage of Boaz and Ruth.
就是波阿斯和路德之间那个模型，婚姻的模型。
This is Brother Lee's opinion.
这是李弟兄的意见。
He considered that the best marriage in the whole Bible.
他认为这是整本圣经最好的婚姻。
You know the story, right?
你们知道这个故事吧？
I mean, Ruth was a what?
路德是什么？
Huh?
是摩亚人。
Moabite. I mean,
摩亚人。
For so many generations, they will never enter into God's sanctuary.
多少代都不能进到神的会幕里。
They are more than Gentiles.
他不仅是外邦人。
They are descendant of the flesh.
是肉体所生的后裔。
It's not God ordained.
不是神所命定的。
Yet, out of that people,
然而从那一般人中间
comes a Ruth.
产生出路德。
Whose husband died,
她的丈夫过世死了，
and had it in her heart to follow her mother-in-law.
心意跟随她的这个婆家婆婆。
Something that we always use in the weddings, right?
婚姻总是用。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你去哪我去哪。
That was Ruth.
那这是路德。
And eventually, of course, Ruth married Boaz.
So, 路德跟波阿斯结婚。
Boaz is in the line of life.
波阿斯是在生命的线上。
That eventually leads to Christ.
最后产生基督。
A Moabite became one of the great-grandmothers of Jesus.
这个摩亚人居然成为耶稣的曾曾祖
祖。 Now, I just I don't want to talk about the story. The striking point in the marriage of Boaz and Ruth
这两人中间最重要的点在婚姻生活里
is not anything concerning their living or career, but something much more excellent.
不是生活这个他们的职事，更高的是什么呢？
That is to be part of that lineage.
就成为这一条谱系或这一条线
to bring Jesus Christ into humanity,
把主耶稣基督带到地上，带到人心里。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，你们知道吗？
In principle today,
今天的原则，
in the church life, that's what you and I should be doing.
教会生活里，你我该做这个事。
To bring Christ into humanity,
就是把基督带到人里面。
To bring Christ to the world,
把基督带到这个世上。
To bring Christ to one another.
把基督带到你我的里面。
That's the meaning of our life.
这是我们生活的意义。
This is the most excellent thing.
这是最绝佳的一件事。
And the picture of Boaz and Ruth.
波阿斯、路德这幅图画。
That is the central point.
它的重点、中心点就是这个。
Through their participating in this lineage to bring forth Christ, God could accomplish his eternal economy,
使神完成他的永远的经纶,
to have an organic body for Christ,
那就是能为基督得着一个
生
机的身体,
again, which will consummate in the new Jerusalem.
再说这要终极完成为新耶路撒冷。
You see this continuum?
这一个延续的、持续的、一贯的线吗？
It's not just Boaz and Ruth.
不仅是波阿斯、路德。
May each of our marriage,
愿我们每一个人的婚姻
be also in that continuum.
都在这个持续连续的这个
Until the New Jerusalem is here.
都在这条线中，直到新耶路撒冷来到。
Aren't we today here to live out the New Jerusalem?
我在这里呢，是要活出新耶路撒冷。
To work out the New Jerusalem.
做出新耶路撒冷。
So let us just look at our marriage.
好好，让我们看看我们的婚姻。
We pay a lot of attention to our individual Christian walk.
我们相当注意我们个人基督徒的生活。
And that's most important.
这是最重要的。
But this morning,
那今天早上
I hope to elevate our views.
我盼望在拔高我们的看见。
To see not only me,
不仅看见我
but me and my wife.
我和我的妻子。
Me and my husband,
我或者我和我的丈夫
even with our children,
甚至我们的儿女
what about our marriage,
我们的婚姻怎么样
our household,
我们的家庭怎么样
our family,
我们的家人怎么样
that walk or that living,
那样的生活那样的形式
is the key to the building upof the church life.
乃是教会生活建造的关键。
In God's economy.
这是在神经轮的中所建。
I don't think I should get into the family.
我想我没办法进到。
Because it will dilute this burden.
家庭这方面。
And frankly, I will run out of time.
那会冲淡负担，时间也会花掉。
Let's wait for another
好不好
occasion.
下次再谈吧。
You know, after this,Family, I will get into more details about parenting.
所以家庭讲完之后再讲做父母的。
I need to talk about the children.
我需要讲到儿童孩子。
Dear saints, the Lord is about to do a new thing in Canada.
哦，主在加拿大要做新事。
The past decade, the Lord has done a lot of preparatory and foundational work.
已过十年，主已经做了许多预备和基础的工作。
Right now, in all of Canada, the churches are at peace.
全加拿大众教会都在平安的这个光景之中啊。
It's very important for the churches to be in peace.
教会满有平安是很大的一件事。
You know, you go read Acts.
读《使徒行
传》。The churches in Judea, they were in peace.
在这个这。那一代的教会都满了平安。
And right away it says, and the increase came.
犹太全地满了平安，立刻就人数加多了。
The word prevailed.
主的话得胜。
The gospel spread.
福音广传。
And the people, the churches are built up.
众教会得建造兴旺。
Right now there are 3,000 saints in Canada.
在加拿大有3000位圣徒。
27 churches.
27处教会。
On name list, we have over 4,000 saints.
名单上可能超过4000。
And everywhere you look, everything is ready and open.
各地所看，处处啊都是预备好、敞开的。
The most blessed thing is that the brothers are one.
最蒙福的就是弟兄们是一。
Co-workers are one.
同工们是一。
The elders are one.
长老们是一。
I'm not saying there's no problem.
我不是说没有问题。
But I'm saying we have an unprecedented one accord.
我们有个前所未有的同心合意。
Amen?
阿们吗？
This time we have 270 brothers for these couple of days.
这几天270位弟兄。
I'd like them all to stand up.
好不好？都请站起来。
Just those brothers who are here.
在场的弟兄，参加聚会的弟兄。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Are we one, brothers?
弟兄，我们是一吗？
Thank you.
谢谢，请坐。
There's no longer east or west.
不再有东西之别。
It's one Canada.
是一个加拿大。
One move.
一个行动。
And I don't say this just to excite you or I don't lie.
这么说不是叫你兴奋，我不说谎。
I've been coming here for 12 years.
已经来到这12年。
So I watch things from a distance.
是远处观望。
From a better vantage point, maybe than you.
角度比在本地的更好。
You know, sometimes from a distance, you see things more objective.
就是远处看东西较为客观。
Despite our shortages and weaknesses,
当然我们有短缺，我们有弱点。
The Lord has done something exceedingly marvelous.
但主却仍做了一些奇
妙的事。Why? Because this is His recovery.
因为这是他的恢复。
This is not some Christian movement.
不是一个基督教的运动。
And this is not somebody's work.
也不是任何人的工作。
This is God's recovery.
这是神的恢复。
And we are the saints.
我们是众圣徒。
In this recovery,
在这个恢复的里面。
Today we have what I call precious assets.
今天我们有极宝贝的产业。
All of us, the saints,
圣徒们
are the number one asset.
是我们最第一个最好的。
From the Lord,
是从主所给的。
Number two, we have all the truth and life.
第二，我们有所有的真理和生命的经历。
Came from this ministry.
都是从这个执事所来的。
I tell you, that alone would make you pinch yourself.
仅此啊。捏自己都不够。
You just don't know what I just have several hours with Brother Hank Hanegraaff. Have you heard of Hank?
你们听到这个 Hank Hanegraaff 这位弟兄
，The Bible Answer Man.
我几个小时跟他在一起。
Our dear friend who stood up for us.
为着我们赞助的朋友，基督徒朋友。
With that copy called We Were Wrong.
就讲到我们错了，这个。杂志有一刊
Several hours in deep conversation.
几个小时我们深谈。
I respected him.
我敬重这个弟兄。
And I'm most grateful to him.
我也对他蛮了感谢。
For what he sacrificed on our behalf.
因为他替我们有所牺牲。
He wrote a book.
他写了一本书。
It's coming out.
很快要出版嘛。
Truth matters, but life matters more.
真理重要，但生命更为重要。
He is a defender.Of the truth.
他是真理的护卫者。
He is.
他的确是。
But through the help of the fellowship with us,
借着跟我们的交通,
he realized life is more important.
他发现生命更为重要。
Now, how much does he see?
他看见多少?
I can tell you limited.
我告诉你是有限的。
Compared to even a young saint among us.
甚至我们中一个年轻人可能都
He didn't see that much. But brothers, we do not only see life.
但弟兄，我们不仅看见生命。
We see God's building.
我们看见神的建造。
Truth, life, and building.
真理、生命和建造。
Oh, what inheritance! What assets we have!
我们手中有何等的产业，何等的资
产。Number three.
第三,
you may not agree with me,
你或许不同意我的话,
but we built many meeting halls
我们盖了许多会所,
in the last 10 years,
十年盖了多处会所,
including this one,
包括这个会所,
which some people say is the most beautiful meeting hall,
有人说啊, 这是最漂亮的会所,
in North America,
北美最漂亮的会所在这。
Well, maybe, I don't have no idea.
我不知道是不是这样子。
I am an architect.
弟兄本身是建筑师。
And I do appreciate this meeting hall.
他很欣赏这个会所。
But now we have a meeting hall in Ottawa.
渥太华有会所。
We are finishing up a meeting hall in Vancouver.
温哥华也在里，在会所。
We inaugurated a meeting hall in Surrey.
在 Surrey 才开张了一个会所。
And what is the other meeting hall?
Richmond.
Richmond has a meeting hall.And all that you add together would be $30 million Canadian dollars.
加起来三千万是吧？
Not a small thing.
这不是小事。
3,000 saints, $30 million. You do the math.
三千万圣徒。
On the average, how much
三千万
did each saint give?
一个圣徒一万。
Any mathematician here?
是不是一人一万吗？啊，一人一千，完成。
So
一。一人一万啊，一人一万啊。
Look, on the average,
三千万,
on the average, each saint gave 10,000 Canadian dollars.
基本上三千人一人一万。
So even if you divide into 10 years, each year $1,000.
那除以十年，一年一千块。
I tell you, even these meeting halls are the blessed physical assets.
所以这些会所都是蒙神祝福的一些产业。
They don't belong to the elders.
不属于长老哈。
They don't actually even belong to any church.
也不属于任何教会。
Even though technically they do.
技术上来说是属于
They belong to the Lord.
他们是属于主的。
Because this is His church.
这是主的教会。
And they belong to all of us.
应该属于我们众圣徒的。
Because the church is the church of the saints.
因为教会是众圣徒的教会。
And they belong to the Lord's glorious recovery.
这属于主荣耀恢复的。
Because we are churches in the Lord's recovery.
因为我们是在主恢复里的众教会。
I would say everything is set.
万事俱备。
We are poised.
已经。整齐整齐
I would say for a new phase, a new stage, a new age in the Lord's move in Canada.
在加拿大有个新时代，新的开始。
The Lord is doing things in West Southwestern Ontario.
在这个 Southwest 安大略省东南区。
Much to look forward to.
西南区很多的。
They had a conference not that long ago. 400 saints came.
几乎四百位圣徒在那一带来到一起嘛。
All right.
Yeah.
And things are going on in Alberta.
在 Alberta 很多事要发生。
We are raising up more full-timers.
申请更多的全时间。
To gain students on the campuses.
在校园里得着学生。
Brothers, and this world is going into the tank.
世界这条船要沉了。
Is it only happening in the United States?
只有美国吗？
Huh? You know, United States is a crazy place right now.
美国是一个疯狂之地。
And the most crazy place is Washington, D.C.
最疯狂的地方就是华盛顿首府。
It's a mess.
是一片混乱。
But not only there.
不仅是那里。
I told you about Hong Kong.
我讲到香港吗？
Never thought Hong Kong would descend into such a state.
从没来想到这个香港能堕落到这个地步。
Many Hong Kong Canadians are now coming back.
香港加拿大人又回归了。
Hopeless.
因为他们没盼望。
And everywhere mental disorder.
各处精神问题。
All other kinds of moral evils.
各样不道德的邪恶的事发生的。
Society is falling apart, so split, so polemic, so divided.
社会崩溃，这个种族离异相对等等情形。
Politics is dividing families.
其实政治在这里分裂家庭嘞。
And the young generation.
年轻一代。
Suicide.
自杀的。
Mental cases.
发神经的发神经。
We never have depression rate like this ever.
所有这样子，这个忧郁症的从来没有像这么多。
Brothers, this is the world we're in.
我们所处的就是这样的一个世界。
I went to Hong Kong.
去了香港。
And they asked me.
他们问我说
，What do you think should be done?
我们该做什么
？I said, preach the gospel.
我说要传福音。
Brothers, it's time to preach the gospel.
该是传福音的时候了吧。
The gospel of grace.
恩典的福音。
The gospel of kingdom.
国度的福音。
And I especially say today the gospel of peace.
我特别要说和
平的福音。Because there's no peace.
因为在这里没有和平。
And the gospel of hope.
盼望的福音。
Because everything is hopeless.
一切都是无望的。
This world is hopeless.
这个世界是没有盼望的。
And no one can fix it.
没有人能解决的。
Even Taiwan is not doing well.
台湾也不怎么样。
The young people there.
年轻人那里的。
It's everywhere.
各处都一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the Lord is coming back.
主要回来了。
That is not just a saying.
但不是一个口号。
We are. I come back to the beginning in the days of Noah.
我再讲到挪亚的日子。
The mystery of godliness is waiting to appear.
那不法的奥秘已经等着要出现。
What are we doing?
我们在这里做什么？
Why are we here?
我们为什么身在此地？
In the Lord's recovery.
在主的恢复里。
Brothers and sisters, we're here to be the mystery of godliness.
我们要成为敬虔的
奥秘。We're here to express God amidst this pitch darkness.
要在如此漆暗之这个时代彰显神的光。
We're here to be holy in the midst of unholiness.
在不圣人之中要成为圣洁的。
We're here to be the righteous testimony of God.
我要成为神公义的见证。
In the midst of lawlessness.
在不法的时代做此见证。
This is where there is peace.
在这里我们有平安。
The real joy.
真正的喜乐。
The real hope.
真正的盼望。
The real love.
真正的爱。
And brothers, for this testimony of Jesus.
为着耶稣的这个见证。
To have impact.
要有
To be powerful,
要有冲力。
Brothers, we need to build up the local church.
我们需要建造地方教会。
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's testimony needs to grow.
主的见证需要长大。
Life needs to increase among the saints.
圣徒的生命需要增长。
The truth should be constituted into us.
真理要被构成在我们里面。
The church is the pillar and base of the truth.
教会是真理的柱子和根基。
The church is the house of God.
教会是活神的家。
The church of the living God.
教会是活神的家。
What is godliness?
什么是敬
虔? Godliness simply means God-likeness.
敬虔就是像神的意思。
We are here to be like God.
我们在这里要成为像神的
人。We're here to live Christ.
我们在这里活基督。
We're here to be the expression of the triune God.
成为三一神的彰显。
Brothers, let us begin not only with ourselves individually.
不仅个人从这里开始, 个人开始,
I challenge all of us.
挑战我们众人呢?
Brothers, our marriages.
我们的婚姻,
and our families.
还有我们的家庭。
Let's focus on that.
好不好? 专注在这些事上。
In light of God's economy.
这是在神这个经纶的光照之下。
That there would be a renewal.
在这里有个更新。
How about a revival?
好不好要有个复兴。
How about there's a revival in all the marriages?
所有的婚姻都得复兴好不好?
I don't mean tomorrow.
不是明天就发生。
But I mean, let us take this word.
接受这样的话。
Ask from God.
是从主接受。
And we go to the Lord to pray.
这个带到主面前来祷告。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Amen.
Amen.
In 10 years,
十年之后,
7 years,
七年后,
10 years,
十年, 七年,
I hope there would not be 3,000 saints.
不仅有三千位圣徒,
there would be 5,000
saints. 有五千位圣徒,
there would not just be 27 churches.
不是二十七处教会,
there would be 50 churches.
五十处教会,
Amen.
Amen.
Prevailing testimony of Jesus.
刚强得胜, 耶稣的见证,
here in the nation of Canada.
在加拿大这个国家得以建立。
The Lord be merciful with us.
愿主怜悯我们众人。
Please have a little prayer.
好不好?
I think we can still have a few minutes of testimony.
还有一些时间。
We will stop at noontime.
12点我们会停下聚会。
I think so, huh?
12点。
Something like this. Please have some earnest prayer
有一些真诚的,
with your neighbor.
跟坐在身边的祷告。